All right. Well, first of all, Grace, obviously it's been, you know, kind of a tough spring for you and the rest of our local athletes. You know, what have you been doing to kind of bide your time, so to speak, and fill up your time with the void that, you know, would have been track and field for this year?
I've been trying really hard to stay active. I can't, there's not a lot of places I can go right now, obviously. The tracks are all closed. But staying and helping out around the house has actually done wonders for us. So,
what was your first reaction when the word came down that spring sports was canceled and you know, you would not get a chance to, you know, maybe get to state or, you know, have the season that you wanted to have?
I was sad. You know, that initial, you feel your heart drop and you just kind of stop for a second. That hit me hard this year. Track has been my life.
It's been, you know, a successful sport for you. You got to state, I believe, last year. You know, obviously that was a goal this year. What were some things you were doing to maybe, you know, improve your placing at state, or maybe improve all over, maybe a conference title and, you know, stuff like that?
I was working for precision and consistency this year. I struggled with consistency last year. A lot of it was, wow, that was a lucky throw. But this year it was all going to be, that was a good throw, and that was a good, like, piece, taking the pieces apart and then putting them and perfecting them each individually, and then putting them all back together and looking at my finished product.
What do you like about, you know, your events and track and field? You know, what's, you know, some things that you really are, you know, like about it and, you know, that you can do well in?
It's very individual. I like the individuality, the being able to work on yourself and only have to worry about yourself. Knowing that you're good at it is one thing, and then wanting to make yourself better, I like that part. Having that basis, okay, I can do this, and then being able to push yourself past that, and okay, I can do this well.
We were talking to Meltrud Ellis track and field athlete Grace Overgaard. You know, you are not one of the seniors, so you will be back next year. Do you have a lot of motivation to come back next year, knowing that, you know, you missed this year and everybody else did? So is it, you know, kind of let's do what we can to, you know, get back to the Blue Oval?
Yes, it is all, it's in a push, a race even to get back on our feet and get the programs back next year. This year, I'm so sorry for the seniors. I loved our seniors.
What, you know, other sports you were talking about, I believe volleyball and basketball, and those had some, you know, good seasons this year. Volleyball, I believe you won your side of the conference and had a huge improvement in win total. Same thing with basketball. So looks like both of those sports as well, you know, for you and the team are looking up for next year as well.
We're excited to get back on the courts. Volleyball, we're hoping that it doesn't get affected by any of this virus at all. And so we're hoping we can get back and start directly on time, or at least I am, for next year.
What sport is your favorite to do? It almost sounds like track and field, but, you know, is that accurate, or is it one of the other sports that you may prefer?
Oh, track and volleyball are definitely, that's a strong tie there. I couldn't choose one or the other and still be happy with my decisions.
What do you like about volleyball, since, you know, it seems like, you know, it's right up there with track? What do you like about that sport and, you know, what it offers?
You have to have that team bonding. You can't think for one second, well, this is going to be my play. It has to be minimum of three people's play, and then you have to communicate, and you have to be able to have that, I want to say, connection between you and all the other girls on that floor and even the girls on the bench.
What kind of things are you working on now? Or are you still kind of working on track things, or have you kind of moved to volleyball? Or you're just kind of taking a break right now and, you know, maybe, you know, doing some academic work?
I've kept going a little bit on my track. Right now I'm just kind of taking a step back and looking at it and going, okay, so now we know what we're dealing with mostly. And then I'm going to look and see probably later this summer, where can I start moving forward now? Instead of just sitting and waiting for seasons, you know, to do conditioning and the stuff I can do at home.
Is it still kind of everybody in limbo, even though, you know, spring sports is a no-go? Is it still kind of in limbo for your next sport, even though, you know, the possibilities are we will, but they're in the back of your mind. It's, okay, what if we don't? What if we are delayed?
Yeah, and I am worried about that. I'm scared of that. I don't for one second want that to happen to anybody. Anything get taken away for any longer than it has been.
Well, Grace, best of luck to you, this fall. Let's hope that everything is back to normal by then, and we'll hopefully round back around in springtime, and everybody will be motivated and have a great season next year.
Yes, sir.